Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with a Climate to Thrive. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe.
My name is Maisie Richards. My work is illustrating and envisioning a better relationship with water broadly. And that work comes from a background in art, a background in geology, sort of deepening of that geology with fluvial geomorphology, and worked for a river restoration firm, and then have evolved that to working for myself, getting to illustrate and help communities and organizations visualize projects relating to water broadly and rivers specifically. Illustration has always helped me envision different worlds, whether that was, you know, as a kid, envisioning, you know, elaborate tree houses and drawing those for hours, or as an adult who thinks about biodiversity crisis and climate collapse a lot, it really helps me imagine worlds that have resilience and have care baked into our structures of organizing. And I think that we have to have a little bit of imagination in order to have hope and to really throw ourselves into what kind of world we could create. And then illustration is just the tool that I have access to and passion for. But thank God we all have our different tools, and hopefully we're all bringing that imagination and commitment to envisioning a better future.
After all, to paraphrase the author Amitav Ghosh, the climate crisis is also a crisis of imagination. Maisie describes the intent of her work as to envision healed relationships between humanity and water. I asked her for some examples of projects with the same in mind.
I realized how inherent water is. We came from water, we go to water. Water allows us to survive, not just humans, all of life. So everything's connected to water. But it helped me to give this very loose framework for figuring out what work that would feel the most fulfilling could look like. So the broad range is, have done a lot of work for people, entities organizing around river restoration, whether that's more engineering firms or, you know, small local land trusts or larger nonprofits, either helping envision what a river would look like without dams or envisioning what the addition of habitat features could look like, helping fish access points of their life cycle and physical geographic points in a watershed that they didn't have access to in the past, and what that would do for the ecosystem as a whole. Another one was looking into the biodiversity crisis with students. And then I got to be a part of this incredible project called Creative Wildfire. And I collaborated with a Penobscot colleague, and he helped me check the ways that my Western science trained brain was sort of spewing that teaching into my illustration. And so I would draw what a quote healed community would look like in the landscape with water. And I would send him my drafts, and then he would write back and sort of poke at different aspects of, have you considered this? Is there another way of showing this? And that was an incredibly helpful process. And I think ultimately what led me to sort of statement of like, I want all my illustrations to find a healthier relationship with water and to help envision that. So it was thanks to Lakota Sanborn of the Penobscot tribe here in Maine, here in Wabanaki.
She offers these thoughts to her fellow creatives.
Where you have curiosity, stoke that, whatever it is. Where you feel like a little imaginative and like kooky and like a little weird, follow that too. The quote that comes to me is, the role of the artist is to make the revolution irresistible, by Tony Cade Bambara. And I feel that in so many ways, even from this remote corner of Maine, that we have to envision a world that just pulls us into it, that gets us so excited that we can't help but move to it with just unbelievable energy and enthusiasm and hope, even though probably hopes will be dashed to pieces many times along the way. And I hope on my very best day, or maybe at some stage in life, some artwork that I make will help someone move towards a future where everything we do, we're thinking about how water cycles and connects all of us.
Maisie, how can people keep up with your work?
The easiest way will be a very quiet, minimal posting Instagram account called Round Water Design. Like groundwater, but round like a circle.
Join us again next week for more of Maisie and I's conversation, this time focusing on the journey of building a creative career and the artist's role in the climate movement.
This has been Climate and Community, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.